So come February 8th, if you have not accepted WhatsApp's new terms and conditions, you'll have to delete the app. That's because you've been given an ultimatum, whether to take it or leave it. Let's find out what exactly is contained in these new rules and regulations that WhatsApp wants you to play with. We're joined by Arthur Goldstock, CEO of Worldwide Works. Always a pleasure, Arthur. So what is it that one needs to know to make an informed decision about whether to stay or to go?
Thank you, Didi. The first thing to know is that if you do go, it means that you won't be able to keep in contact with the majority of your connections, family, friends, contacts, who use WhatsApp as their main communications channel. If you use email primarily, then you're fine. If you use SMS or voice, you're fine, or even Facebook Messenger for that matter. But WhatsApp in South Africa is used by more than half the population. So you've got to consider that before looking at all the other issues. Now, there's two main issues that people are concerned about. The one, they think that this means Facebook will have access to the content of their chat, and that's not true. Facebook cannot access the content of any WhatsApp chat because it's encrypted. There are exceptions if you're involved in criminal activity or they believe that you're a suspect or a person of interest in a terrorism case, then they have the right to use various tools and techniques to access those messages. But aside from those extreme circumstances, the contents of your messaging are completely secure. The real issue here is that they are going to allow Facebook and WhatsApp to combine information about the usage of the apps and of your smartphone. So if you use WhatsApp, for example, it automatically has access to your entire contacts list. And in effect, that's what Facebook is telling you to share from WhatsApp to Facebook, so that they can target you more accurately based on how many people you're in touch with, what kinds of communication you have with those people, not what's in it, but the fact that you're involved in video communication, for example, could be used to target advertising at you. But generally speaking, they can access your location data, the speed of your phone or the battery level of your phone to tell that you're the kind of person who often lets your phone run down, for example, or who your mobile operator is. And all of that kind of information starts adding up to create a profile that allows their advertisers to target you more precisely.
Is it just WhatsApp, or there's plenty other applications that actually do this? Does it really matter?
If you consider the extent to which you've been giving permission to Google over the years, then you could say that it actually doesn't make a difference, because if you use an Android phone, already Google has access to all your phone information and your phone behavior, not the contents, but certainly the activity. And then you combine that with Google Search, for example, and Gmail and Google Maps and YouTube, and suddenly they have a vast picture of who you are, what you search for, and what you buy. And that is where you've really given up your privacy. So the same applies. Exactly the same situation applies now with Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram combining all their data on you. So they start having a big picture. So to avoid that, you've actually got to go to a completely independent messaging app.
Facebook has been hacked on a number of occasions. A lot of people also worried about privacy in terms of security as well.
Security of the contents of your messages tends not to be an issue. It's the security of your personal data that becomes an issue. And Facebook hasn't plugged the hole that allow hackers, for example, to send you a link pretending, for example, that it's a video that includes something about you or something embarrassing about you. You click on that link, and what you're really doing is giving permission to access your account. And that then starts giving access to deeper levels of information about you. And ultimately, they're looking for bank account information and the ability to be able to access your financial data as well as the actual money.
What are the alternatives?
I'll tell you two big alternatives on the market at the moment. The best known one is Telegram, which was started by Russian developers. And in fact, is not what you might call a pro-Russian act, because the Russian authorities banned it for 2 years because they refused to cooperate with them. But that is perhaps the most widely used of the more secure apps. It doesn't share your information with any other application, so it doesn't allow any advertisers to build up a profile about you. You also have a desktop version of it, for example. So it does that little trick that WhatsApp introduced not too long ago. And the other big one is Signal. Signal was developed by, among other, the person who created WhatsApp. So he understands what it takes to create this kind of application, but also what the issues were. The reason that he left Facebook was because he disagreed with the direction in which they were taking WhatsApp. And Signal is partly a response to that. So Signal is probably the most secure and the least likely to share your information or make your information available to any other application.
Who is regulating all of these social media platforms in terms of making sure that users' data is not abused, if you will?
Here is the real problem. Regulators have been asleep at the wheel. Because of technology, and regulators tend to be the establishment, real old-timers who've been running governments around the world, they tend to have been caught behind the times in terms of the significance of these apps and also how widespread their use is. And only now, for example, are American antitrust authorities starting to look at the issue of whether Facebook should be allowed to integrate Instagram into its services. It bought Instagram way back in, I think it was 2011, and at that stage the transaction was approved because the regulators had no idea of the significance of it. Same with WhatsApp in 2014. So Facebook is now arguing, hey, this is a moot issue because you already gave us approval back then. The difference is back then they had no idea of the extent to which so much information could be aggregated across all these apps.
Quite interesting. It's got a lot of people talking, and we'll see what actually happens come the 8th of February, whether people will leave or stay with WhatsApp. Thank you very much, Arthur Goldstock, CEO of Worldwide Works.